Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Lots of folks want to help in some way the victims' families in that horrific Texas shooting, but be careful before you donate. Steve Burness from the Better Business Bureau with some advice on that. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Oh, I'm anxious to hear what's going on and what we need to be careful about.
Yeah, like any tragedy that happens, the scammers will come out of the woodwork. You know, what happened in Texas and New York, you know, will inspire many people to make donations, but we want them to give, but give wisely. There are a lot of people out there that will take advantage of the situation, as we see time and time again, Bob. They will, you know, just don't assume that everyone's using the names and photos of the victims that have received permission, you know, from the families. And I think a lot of times you'll see these quick, you know, GoFundMe sites pop up and look at other, you know, particular charities that will, you know, just pop up because of this, you know, big tragedy that just happened. So it's important for consumers to do the research on the charity itself, because legitimate charities will want your money today, they'll want it tomorrow, next week. It's the one that, you know, demand the money quickly, or you got to make a donation, or they just pull on the heartstrings. But you've got to do the research, Bob.
It's so disgusting that people would try to take advantage of folks who want to help. Same true for the scammers targeting veterans and active duty military as we head into Memorial Day. Tell us about this Better Business Bureau alert.
Sure, Bob. The Memorial Day is generally, you know, thought as the unofficial start of summer, but more importantly, it's to remember those who served or died in, you know, service to our country. But it's also, unfortunately, Bob, is an opportunity for the scammers who take advantage of both active duty members and veterans. So we also want to inform the military and those, you know, that have served in the military that there are scammers trying to take advantage of you. And we want you to make certain that you're updated on the information and be careful of organizations, you know, like military loans that guarantee instant credit, charities that are just specifically to help military families or veterans. There are some great ones out there, but unfortunately there's some bad actors out there. You just have to do the research on them and make certain that you're dealing with a legitimate organization, because a lot of our scams that come in are targeted towards military and the military families, which is so disheartening, as you said, Bob.
Good idea to check with the Better Business Bureau, BBB.org. Are you still hearing about roof inspections and scams in that area?
Yeah, our Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker is still lighting up with free roof inspections, and those are individuals that go door to door. And a lot of times they come out because of the warmer weather and the spring storms. And they basically say, could we just give a free inspection of your roof? And what happens, they go on the roof and allegedly, you know, they either tear some shingles off or they fake the damage up there, and they all say that you need a new roof and you need it now and we can do it for you. We can start tomorrow. You just really got to research the roofing companies, Bob, like anybody else. Anybody knocking at your door, I mean, obviously you got to make certain that you do research them and just don't let them in your house and do any work or inspection without doing research on them. There's a lot of great roofers out there, but unfortunately there's some bad actors out there and try to take advantage of the situation.
There also have been some online offers to pay you to wrap your car with advertising. Tell us about this scam.
Yeah, Bob, we're seeing an increase in this as well. You know, advertisements across the country, and a lot of them here in Chicago, that you can make money just wrapping your car, even your truck or boat, even your bike. And basically what happens, these scammers offer, you know, fast money, easy money, and that's all you do is have to, you know, wrap the vehicle. And you see these vehicles around, so you think this is a legitimate organization. What happens is the scammer then sends you a check and that's asks you to deposit it, and then you got to send money to the wrapping company ahead of time to wrap the vehicle, and they'll show up at your house a week or 2 weeks later. Unfortunately, Bob, the check that you deposited from the scammer is fake and fraudulent, and it bounces. So the money you sent to the scammer, you lost that money, and plus the money you put into your account, you lost because it was a fake check. And I think consumers don't realize that, you know, the check, everybody thinks 3 days the check clears, it's good as gold. It's not, Bob. It can take up to 30 days for a bank to determine if a check is fraudulent or not. So if anybody sends you the tip off the rip off, Bob, they send you a check and they ask you to send money to somebody else, that's a warning sign.
Thanks for the alerts. As always, Steve Burness, President and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. Enjoy your holiday weekend, Steve.
Thank you. You too, Bob.